This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As Dylan sure Hernandez joins us from the Los Angeles Times. Dylan, it was a fun weekend to see the Yankees and the Dodgers. Too bad you just saw a bunch of guys wearing black uniforms play a bunch of guys wearing white uniforms. And we're not really sure who was who, but what did we get out of this weekend series, if anything?
I think we did get an idea of, you know, why the Yankees are going to be a tough matchup for the Dodgers, right? I mean, they're offensively actually very similar to the Dodgers. They're a team with a lot of patience and also a lot of power, right? So, you know, even, say, when they're not stringing hits together, they're going to be able to, A, run up, you know, the starter's pitch count, and B, kind of hit the occasional home run to get a run or two up on the board. And what we kind of saw was, again, because of that patience, you know, they were getting the pitch counts up and turning this into bullpen games. And obviously the Dodgers' issue is that they don't have a very good bullpen. You know, so while you can look at this as like, okay, well, it's just three games and, you know, in August, what's the big deal? At the same time, I do think we did get a preview of sorts of the types of games that the Dodgers can expect to play in October if they do get to the World Series and happen to play against the Yankees.
Dylan, you brought up the bullpen. I've been on this thing for almost the entire season. And
no, you've been on this thing for two seasons.
Now, is I know how you feel about it. I know how myself feels about it. Is that a sentiment met with, I mean, at least with the fan base as well?
Oh, yeah. You know, and actually, if anything, I've been actually shocked at how much the fans have turned on Kenley Jansen, you know?
Yeah, I've been surprised by that too.
Yeah, like nobody likes their closer almost, right? I mean, you know, I mean, in San Diego, obviously you got that Hoffman down there and maybe he's like one of the exceptions, right? But, you know, I get this thing, right? You know, a lot of the worst moments that a fan can experience comes because the closer, you know, wasn't able to close the game out. I get that, you know, but that said, I mean, when you look at Jansen, I mean, he's had 6-7 great seasons. You know, not only that, but if you remember, you know, heading into his walk year as a free agent in the playoffs, he pitched 3 no-hit innings in an elimination game, right? Yeah. This guy sacrificed potentially his health and his big contract, you know, out of this obligation to the team. So, you know, I'm kind of thinking, well, if anyone's going to get a free pass here, it's Kenley Jansen. And
how
not at all,
forget?
Right? I mean, they're treating him the way they treated Joe Kelly earlier this year, the way they treated, you know, Pedro Baez in the past. Before that, you know, Chris Hatcher was a whipping boy at some point.
Oh,
and now
man.
It's become,
poor Chris Hatcher.
You know, now,
I remember that one.
Yeah, now, like, Jansen's kind of taking the brunt of that, and I kind of don't, you know, and it's weird, too, because he's a stand-up guy, right, for the most part.
Yep.
You know, he's up there, right? He blows a save. He's there talking. He's acknowledging that there's a problem. He's saying, you know, he's a guy that when you get to the ballpark, Tony, you remember this, right? You know, whenever, right, Clayton Kershaw for years was always the first guy out on the field, right? You get out there and you see him running as guys are just showing up. That's Kenley now, right? So given all these things, you would think that the guy could get a free pass, but again, that's kind of the level of the angst here, right?
Yeah,
you know, people
yeah.
are concerned that, you know, and that's kind of one thing, you know, and I hate to keep bringing up the TV deal every time I'm on this show, but he is kind of in some ways a victim of this Dodgers TV deal where, you know, the regular season, all this regular season excellence over the last however many years, the reality is that a lot of Los Angeles has not gotten to see that. And all they remember is what happens in the playoffs. You know, obviously, yeah, you're going to remember the game or two that he blew every season, you know. So, I mean, I've been getting emails, you know, because I just wrote something the other day saying, look, this is the reality of the situation. They need Kenley Jansen to regain his form, right? I think the chances of that are happening better with him pitching the ninth inning than if he is dealing with the demotion and all the kind of backlash, right, all the controversy that's going to come with that. So you need to keep him as their closer. The number of emails that I got from people saying, this guy's the worst closer in baseball and stuff. I mean, it's kind of unbelievable, you know.
Really?
But yeah, oh yeah, like, you know, get rid of this guy. I mean, the letters, you know, where the readers write into the newspaper, we still print those things. And yeah, this past Saturday, I mean, if you read the letters, the first like 7 of them were about how terrible Kenley Jansen is and what an idiot Dave Roberts is for keeping him as his closer.
Dodger fans don't overreact, though, by any means.
No, they don't overreact at all, do they?
You know, what do they want the team to be, 132-0?
Yeah, because if it's not, you know, I think, right, you know, it's one thing, I think, last year, right? They were coming off losing the World Series, and it's like, okay, now we're going to make another charge at it. Now it's becoming, though, right, they're in danger of becoming in baseball's Buffalo Bills, you know? And I think that because of what's happened in the last 2 years, there's a big fear of, oh, God, we're going to get there again, and you're just going to get heartbroken again. And so the market is really kind of bracing itself for, you know, kind of this disappointment that they're almost expecting to feel at this point.
Dylan Hernandez, Los Angeles Times, love having him on the program, joins us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Dylan, is there anybody that is reasonable around this Dodger, and let's leave the fans out for a moment, anybody who's reasonable, who understands what they've accomplished the last 2 years, plus 40 games over 500 this year, simply is just not that easy to do, and appreciates this ball club for what it has accomplished and what it still has a chance to accomplish? I mean, yes, they could be the Buffalo Bills. They also could end up winning 2 or 3 of the next 4 World Series and go 5 or 6 times in a row, for all I know, because this organization is so stacked right now. I've been amazed this year at the contributions they've got from the Will Smiths of the world and the I don't know, Garlic. And you name a guy that comes up from the minor leagues, it seems like they all hit a 2-run homer every game. So is there anybody realistically who thinks, boy, what a job this organization has done?
I think in the game there is that appreciation, right? Within the sport of baseball, people recognize that. And I do think, you know, you mentioned Will Smith and Garlic, right? I mean, I think that that's actually a huge point here, is that now we know also that this front office, kind of the one question mark that I still had, is can these guys draft and develop players, right? Because even, you know, Alex Verdugo, the rookie this year, was drafted by Logan White, right? Cody Bellinger, drafted by Logan White. Corey Seager, drafted by Logan White. You know, Walker Buehler was this front office's first draft pick. And now we're starting to see the next, right, the guys kind of following
the next
Buehler
wave.
Coming in.
Yeah.
Right. And now we're seeing, okay, so these guys seem to know what they're doing, right? And, like, you know, Garlic and I think Beedy, right? One guy was, I think, drafted the 11th or 13th round pick, and the other guy was, like, in the 20-something, right? When those guys start making it and kind of, right, becoming role players, that's a really good sign, I think, right? That's a sign of a really good system. Yeah. And so, you know, I think that within the game there is that appreciation. You know, unfortunately, though, like everything, you know, in this market, things get tainted by this TV deal, right? It's kind of inescapable, right? A lot of what they're able to do is they're able to do these things because they have the money. Now, that said, this money came through a television contract that has allowed, right, that has prevented most of Los Angeles from watching this team play at all, you know? So there is this kind of like, okay, well, you better do something with it, right? And there was, I think, like at the beginning, you know, when this ownership group first came in and they had that one team with Adrian Gonzalez and Hanley Ramirez, right? And they went out and just got everybody, you know, you're kind of, okay, so maybe this is kind of worth it. And there is this kind of thing that the organization has to deal with, I think, on a yearly basis, where fans are going to be evaluating, okay, was it worth not being able to watch games the entire season, you know? And these are years that are now just kind of, right, you know, coming off, you know, there are a lot of kids now, right, that are growing up not having watched the Dodgers on television, you know? This thing's been year 6 now, I think, right? If you were 6 years old when this ownership group took over, you're 12 years old now, right? You're like in the, right, these are prime years to develop kind of the next wave of fans. And, you know, a lot of fathers and mothers who would like to watch games at home with their kids can't do it now, you know? So that's what they're up against in terms of, like, the public expectation. It's, well, you took the games away from us, you better win.
Well, I got one more for you, and if you can answer quick, it would be preferable. you talked a little bit about the fans feeling it. At what point does it shift? Does the blame shift from the players to the front office? Because you made up a really good point. This organization, this front office, has started to show that they can draft and develop. Yet they continually draft and develop, yet they are hesitant to move these guys to get the top-tier relievers that they need. At what point does the blame shift from the field to the front office?
I mean, I think it already kind of has, right, in terms of, you know, you look at the thing from a couple years ago, right, they went with Darvish instead of Verlander. You know, maybe last year, I guess, they got Machado. I mean, he was the guy. I'm not really sure they could have done anything else. But, yeah, this year it was very clear, right? Going into the deadline, they need bullpen help. They didn't get it. If the bullpen blows in October, trust me, it's going to be the front office that's playing.
There it is.
And Dylan Hernandez. They'll blame Dylan, too. They'll blame Dylan, too, for something, somehow, some way.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.